This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor saying,
"This that shit Tony was listening to in the back of by the bay. Rumble Thompson was his song. Ain't no need to part to it, let me walk you right through it. Shit, I'm in another zone. Hit Frody on the line like I'm ready, come on. Niggas right back.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Episode 86. We got Miggity Mike, the mayor, in the house. What's going down?
ODB, Miggity, Mike, the mayor, just talked in third person. It's a beautiful thing, baby. So glad to be back with you, ODB, and Airhead Nation. It was an absolute awesome weekend this weekend. I don't know if you see my post or not, but I did post it up. I was at Universal Studios and go to Voodoo Donuts, and they have the very own ODB donut at Voodoo Donuts. So, Jay, you have to check that out. I didn't try it because I got my damn Texas-sized donut. And yes, everything is bigger in Texas, they say, because I tell you what, that damn donut was definitely is big. It was fucking huge. It was huge, Caroline, huge.
Well, here's the funny thing. I wasn't really on Facebook at all this weekend, and Maddie and I went to Mellow Mushroom last night, and she said, "Hey, check this out. Mike had tagged you." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll check it out." So I went on Facebook. And I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to," and then I saw I had notifications. I started to go through them in my phone at that given second, literally was at 1%. I said, "Look, I'm going to go on Facebook." And then boom, my phone shut off. And I go, "I guess I don't have to." She couldn't believe it. I was like, perfect timing. But yeah, I need to get on there and check that out. But she did show me the photo and it looked pretty epic. I wish I had the ODB moniker trademarked, but you know, I'm giving it up for the old dirty bastard. So you know how it goes. But hey, thanks for looking out, homie.
Oh, absolutely, brother. We had a killer time. We had beautiful weather. It was hot as fuck. It didn't rain, so that was the good thing. And, you know, we were there with the family, friends. You know, we all call each other, you know, friends, family, and all that good stuff. So we had a great time. It's our annual Halloween Horror Nights, Not So Scary, Mickey's Halloween there at Disney World and Universal Studios. So we did that Friday, Saturday. Today pretty much just chilled, went to that Hash House go-go in Orlando. You know, it was 14 of us, so it took us freaking almost all day to eat. And then we headed on back, and today was a beautiful day when we got back. So, you know, hey, life is good, man. Can't complain. But ODB, this is a little something special for Airhead Nation. It's not Mini Truckin' Monday, but hey, if y'all want to call it Mini Truckin' Monday, y'all can call it Mini Truckin' Monday, because it's every day is Mini Truckin' Monday. And we got a special announcement. So, dude, ODB, give us the lowdown, brother. What's going on? What you got cooking over there?
Damn, man. Well, I'll tell you this. I hinted on episode 85 that I had a big announcement tied into Slamfest as well. Many of you know, about a year ago, my truck went to Slamfest. And, you know, when I left that Sunday, we had the trailer loaded up. And, you know, I posted a little bit of a cool video of getting out of there, and I put on an album that I like, Scarface, and he was talking about, you know, back in, I think it was in the late 90s, early 2000s, he was going to retire, and, you know, he was pretty much like, "I'm out the game, you know, peace," and I used some of that that audio from that, but I'm here to tell everyone that this week, my truck will be up for grabs in something that's really never been done, I think, with a truck to maybe this caliber. And I talked to Mike. There's about a handful of people that know this. We're going to see how it works out, Mike. There is going to be a raffle to win Bada Bing. So it's going to go down. It's going to be just under a month. And you will, the winner, if we get to, I'll call it the reserve, 200 tickets at $100 a piece. You can buy as many tickets. Anyone can buy tickets. And on Sunday at Slamfest, on stage at the award ceremony, we'll carve out some time and we will announce the winner at Slamfest 2018. What do you think about that, Mike?
Oh, shit. Bada Bing. Guys, if y'all have not seen Bada Bing in person, of course, we're talking Mini Truck and Magazine Truck of the Year, built by, of course, Jimmy at Jimmy's Rod and Customs. This truck is just, it is from the frame to the, it's just the interior, everything. This thing is just, it is a badass truck. It's one of the baddest mini trucks you'll ever see. And if you have not seen this truck, guys, we are going to be posting the shit out of pictures from the frame to the engine bay to the interior to the paint job to the Colorado custom wheels. You name it, this truck has got it. Everything on this truck has been touched. Guys, this is not just another S10. This is Bada Bing, okay, guys? So you guys are not going to want to miss an opportunity to own a Mini Truckin' of the Year pick, Bada Bing. So, guys, be on the lookout for it. It's going to be – this is all legit. This is not no joke. Bada Bing is going to go up for raffle. It's going to be given away at Slamfest. On stage, you do not have to be at Slamfest to win it. It's gonna have its own website. It's gonna go through. It's gonna, like I said, Jay. Actually, you know what, Jay? Go ahead and give us some more details. Buddy,
yeah, no.
You were telling me about all this. I'm just excited because, guys, this isn't gonna be rigged. But Miggity Mike the Mayor is going to be buying. I'm only gonna buy one ticket, but I've learned in my years, it only takes one, guys.
It only takes one, and it's gonna be really simple. There's going to be a lot more information this week, but basically it's going to be done through PayPal. And once you PayPal, if let's say you want 5 tickets, you PayPal that money over, there's going to be a landing page that you'll go to. There's a special raffle site that we're going to use, that I'm going to use, and it comes with, you know, high regards. And basically, if you buy 5 tickets, you do 5 separate submissions. And you'll put in the PayPal transaction ID, like in the note, that we can reference back that you were a paid, entry, if you will. And at the end of it, basically, we're going to have, as of right now, up until noon on Sunday for Slamfest. And then that website uses a randomizer to select the names. There is going to be the first name selected will be the winner of the truck. The second name selected will win a cash prize, and as will the third name selected. So depending on the number that we get to, that prize will vary, from $100 and up for second and third place. That's the thought process. But the first name that we select, once we, hit the randomizer and it spits out the name, that person is the grand prize winner. I will throw in a magazine as well that has, if you want me to autograph it, cool. If not, no big deal. I know there's going to be people, maybe like Fester, hopefully in Arizona, that are going to maybe get some tickets. There's going to be some of my friends that already told me, hey, I'm going to buy a ticket, like Mike mentioned. Anybody can buy a ticket. It's 100% random through this website, so there's going to be more information coming. Many of you are thinking, why? A year ago was the last time I brought the truck out. You guys know I lost my dad, and it's just one of those things where you sometimes in life you're mentally ready to move on from something. The truck has literally less than 1 mile on it. I drove it several times, including at Showfest when it debuted just over 6 years ago. I drove it a little bit in Ybor City for a photo shoot for a magazine that it appeared in Japan. So love the truck. It needs just minor things here and there to really kind of bring it up to spec. If you want to use it to put a carb 350 in it, if you want to do an LS swap, or you want to keep the freshly rebuilt Vortec V6 4.3 in it, hey, Mike, the sky's the limit with Bada Bing, brother.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I just want to make sure I heard this right. So if you don't win the truck, you're going to be giving away cash prizes for second. So we're going to have 3 winners? Is that what you're saying, Jay?
We're going to have 3 winners, and in this way it gives a little bit back for someone that maybe not that isn't the grand prize winner, so you'll have that second and third, and I think that'll help maybe spark some excitement. I do think there's plenty of people out there that would be great curators of the truck. I just really got to the point with Mike, I don't like selling things because I don't really like dealing with people. I put something on, you know, offer up, and I get people who are, is it available? Then they don't get back to you. I'm the worst at selling stuff because I just don't like dealing with people. And I said, you know what? This is a way for me to, one, kind of get back to the scene. Two, to move the truck to someone else without having to do like an official sale. And, you know, it's great to team up with yourself, you know, and the whole crew at Mini Madness to allow me to get on stage and do it. You know, there's no direct connection there from a Slamfest perspective. It's just the opportunity to announce the winner there. And, you know, I've been to Slamfest now since 96, every single year. And to be able to do this, Mike, in Tampa is going to be an honor, brother.
Oh, dude. And I think this is freaking, this is somebody's dream. This is somebody's opportunity to own Mini Truck of the Year. And it was a cover truck. Bada bing. I mean, the interior alone is, it's one of my favorite, most, I mean, that interior is awesome. It is so cool. And dude, like I said, I'm putting my $100 down. I think you should too, Airhead Nation. And you don't have to be at Slamfest to win it, guys. It's going to be videotaped. It's going to be Facebook Live, all that stuff. It's definitely going to be legit. Cause I know all these people, oh, it's rigged, it's fixed, all that bull crap. Yep. You ain't got to worry about it. It's all going to be 100% legit. You don't have to be there, but at the same time, it'd be really cool if you were at Slamfest. And because I know a little something about Slamfest, and if you were there to take over the keys, and boom, there you go. Bada bing is all yours, brother or sister, whoever it is.
It's going to be fun, bro. It really is.
I can't wait. Can't wait. That's going to be so cool.
I just paid money, you guys know, right before Slamfest last year, had the motor rebuilt by Tony Boss Bolin's father. Guy can rebuild 18-wheeler motors with a blindfold on. He rebuilt the thing in no time flat. We got that thing back in there. So it really is an opportunity to kind of move it on to a new owner. I know, you know, the mini truck scenes, minis are on the rise, Mike, and there's a lot of mini truckers out there that are, you know, finding these old trucks and this type of thing. So, you know, whether it be someone like Fester that wants to be a curator of a truck, or it's just a casual fan, or, you know, a friend that says, hey, I want to buy it. Hey, you know, here's your opportunity. It's if we don't hit a minimum 200 tickets sold or entries, then at this point, you know, everything would be refunded. So, you know, there is that potential that would happen. But I do think from talking to friends and the people throughout the mini truck community worldwide, there's an opportunity for people to get their hands in, and I'm excited about it, Mike. So a lot more information to come this week on this whole Bada Bing giveaway, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm excited. I know Airhead Nation's excited to be able to own the opportunity, or have the opportunity to own a piece of mini trucking history, brother. So with that being said, that was awesome. That was some really cool news. I'm glad you shared it with us first. And with the Airhead Nation, Jay, tell us a little bit about something that you heard. I believe it was on Friday, because I was on my way to Disney World, and all of a sudden, I'm walking. We're all walking up to Disney World, and I hear everybody talking. Hey, did you hear? Hey, did you hear? Did you hear? And I'm like, man, all these people were talking about Eminem. He said, what did he say, Jay? Tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, so I'm going to give a whole rundown, hopefully on the next episode, and I'll tell you this, that when he came back, it was, I think it was Labor Day, because he references this in the diss track. You know, he wakes up and he's got the diss, of course. And MGK, he basically, you know, comes at him, and, you know, everybody, you know how it is. Everybody's, oh, when's the diss? When's the diss coming? When's the diss coming? So a couple weeks later, you know, he had dropped a couple interviews with Sway. I mentioned those in the last episode. I think he's up to part four. Everyone knew that he was going to come with something, but everybody's like, when is it going to come? So Friday, I was on conference calls like literally all day. We had the iPhone pre-order going on, and then we had the Verizon 5G launch in four markets. So I see it pop up on Royce5'9's Instagram that he posts the cover art. So, you know, I'm like, I can't listen to the track right now because I'm busy. A little bit later in the day, I'm like, oh, damn. He just obliterates him, and I'll tell you this. I mean, granted, hey, if you're an MGK fan, totally get it. But when you look at the hip-hop community, I mean, you had people from, like, The Game on the West Side. you had a lot of people that were just saying, damn, what did I just listen to? Like, the homie Matt Thompson, Billet fan, you know, he was messaging me, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, this is really what hip-hop's about. You know, hip-hop was built on, you know, people dissing each other and things like that. But when you're a true MC, you come back, and I tell you, I really liked it. You know, I know there's going to be people out there that say, oh, you know, it was whack. But I tell you, the majority of the community has just, like, overwhelmingly said, dude, Slim Shady is back.
Hey, this is Christina Ceremi, the Caddy Queen, and you're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Please check out hammeredweekendwear.com. Check out all of their designs, and my personal favorite is the Caddyfornia.
Oh, all I can say, this is all I'm going to say, Jay, is because I'll be honest with you, I'm not the biggest hip-hop guy like you are, and I know you know it inside and out, and you know all the lyrics and all that stuff. But I just find it really funny how, because I just got done seeing Machine Gun Kelly in concert in New York with Fall Out Boy. He's on tour with Fall Out Boy. I think it's kind of funny how all this is coming out while he's on tour.
I know.
And I mean, you want to talk about timing, because you know what's really funny is all this is going to do is just make those ticket sales to go see Machine Gun Kelly in concert that much better. So, hey, props to you two guys for doing it. I'm going to call perfect timing on this one, guys.
That's it, man. And I'm on genius.com right now, and they have a cover article, and they mentioned that the kill shot took just 8 hours to eclipse 1 million views. They mentioned that that some of the other diss tracks recently took like 40 days to get to that. But on YouTube, I think it was 2.4 million total views. And he's, of course, occupying one of the top 10 genius.com spots. I love the track. I mean, there's a lot of different shots in there that he took. I will, on the next episode, I'll talk about some of the bars on there that I really liked. I had it on repeat when Eminem tweeted out the link. It went to a site called AudioMac, I think. So, you know, it's on there. It's free to listen to. And I love how he changes up, you know, the flow throughout it. And the cover art, I actually posted the cover art. And there's a guy that I tagged. He's actually the artist that did the cover art, including he's done recent cover art for a couple different artists. He goes by... it's MSAPUTO is his name, and it's Mike Saputo, I think you say it, but he did the Games cover art, he did Eminem's Kamikaze cover art, he's a pretty cool artist, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, like everybody says, this is hip-hop, and a lot of people say that Eminem is irrelevant, you know, he's whack, he hasn't put out any good albums, any good songs. I don't know how anyone could say he hasn't put out any good songs, like, I mean, he's put out some really good stuff the last few years, you know, the last 5 years. But a lot of people say, you know, hey, he's irrelevant. But to me, this just proves that Eminem is not irrelevant, as so many people have basically come out and said. But, you know, at the end of the day, you love it, you hate it, it's hip-hop. You get out there, it's free, listen to it, and check it out.
Well, all I can tell you, Jay, is we were at Disney World, the happiest place on earth, okay? Young and old. And there's thousands and thousands of people at this place. And we were there on Friday. This is when it was released. And everybody's got their cell phones. And you can hear this song going all over the place. We're standing in lines to get on these rides, to wait
really?
For
people
candy.
With their phones.
Yeah, imagine that. People with their phones. But with the people with their phones, what they're listening to was Eminem. And everybody was talking about Eminem. So apparently he's still well known out there, guys. So all I can say is good for both of them, because they're both making a shit ton of money right now because we're all talking about it. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
I know, right? Well, I'll leave you with this. I like when he says, damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile on my Norda track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's an autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. And then he kind of goes, Stan, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad. So basically he's saying, hey, if you remember from the famous song, Stan, you know, he's like, here's an autograph for you. I wrote it on a starter cap. He really basically says, like, hey, I'm your pops, dude. And he freaking owns them through the track. But, you know, like I said, hip-hop is built on some disses. You know, he ties in the Ja Rule and Benzino. You know, he kind of murdered both of those from an MC standpoint. And then he kind of leaves it at the end. He says, so just leave my you-know-what out of your mouth and keep my daughter out of it. Or he's, because he says, just leave my blank in your mouth and keep my daughter out of it. So pretty good shit. And, you know, it is what it is, right, Mike?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, brother. That is what I'm saying. And Airhead Nation, we wanted just to come out with – we wanted to hit you guys with this. It's going to be on Monday. So it's going to be the mini version of Mini Truckin' Monday. So you guys enjoy it. We are definitely going to be back again on Friday. And, Jay, with that being said, Airhead Nation, stay low, and we
– Ah, yeah. Bada bing coming soon. Peace out, y'all. Yo, yo. So, hey, a lot more details coming this week, as we mentioned, for the Bada Bing giveaway via the raffle. Also, want to give a huge shout-out to All Time Low Magazine. They've got the fall 2018 issue in the works. So visit atlmagazine.com and subscribe today. Individual issues are available for purchase, as well as other merchandise. We appreciate y'all. We out here.
Kush God, bitch. Once again. The cool non-stop, it'll never end. Really?
The music got the hairy frog.
Foot on next season. Modesty is over. Dessa. Fraudy. This that shit Tony was listening to in the back of Bada Bing. Rocky Thompson was his song. Ain't no need to part to it, let me walk you right through it. Shit, I'm in another zone. Hit Frody on the line like I'm ready, come on. Niggas right back on. Call of Duty kills like I'm Kim.com. Gotta separate the dealers from users. That shit is foolish, talk tough, but when you see him Confucius, that just confuse us. Oh, are you just playing the game? Silly me for being real, cause we don't play it the same. Hit him with that Danielson, Crane. Bucket low, flying down Biscayne. Can't ask for much but some hoes from Reno. Lemonada, San Pellegrinos. Oh, everybody's rapping, we know. Bunch of Scarfaces, Ninos. I'm Michael Corleone with the say-so. Still got love for you, nigga, but you Fredo. Set the paddle boat on Fuego. Pressure up, foot on Cuello. You can never match what I embody. All the shit that I done bodied, probably bodied your man. Nigga, fuck your favorite rapper. And fuck his opinion, it never mattered, nigga, he just a fan. Big Daddy Cool, they jackknife my style. Nigga, Fraudy HBK when he lost his smile. Bounce around the world like an orphan child. Get your chain on my lone man like you flossing now. Shine, nigga. So many niggas wanna be me, just get in the line, nigga. Time, nigga. Grind, nigga. He has risen.